to another episode of Come Get Your Podcast. I think we're on, what, 15?
15.
I am your host, Adam.
I'm Dustin.
And I'm Chris.
And that noise you hear in the background is a new addition to my family.
Little pupper box.
A little pupper. Well, not very little, but...
Oh, it's little puppers.
Rizzo, stop itching. He has dry skin.
Yeah. Like an alopecia.
He's very sensitive. And he'll just go. All right, good. Now he's getting out of here. Okay. Anyway, I'm your host, Adam.
I'm Dustin.
And I'm Chris.
And boy, oh boy, what a good day it is.
It's almost Christmas.
I'm going to say a very Merry Christmas to you all who celebrate. Otherwise, happy holidays.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the holidays ahead will be a week and a half behind us by the time the episode comes out. So happy New Year?
Yeah.
It should be New Year. Yeah. 2018.
Happy New Year. Happy New Year's.
It will be the second when this episode comes out. So yeah, Happy New Year, everybody. Welcome to 2018.
Yeah, you did it.
I've already failed my New Year's resolution. It's day two.
I've already regressed to everything, and I am a piece of shit.
I'm not doing that bad, honestly. It's so far starting off on the right foot.
Oh, good for you.
Maybe that guy.
So there's no snow on the ground right now for Christmas, and I don't know how I feel about that.
I mean, there's still on the ground yesterday.
It did a little bit.
Yeah, it was like a smattering of snow, but
I'm kind of of the attitude where I like to have a white Christmas. Not a lot, but enough to cover the ground a little bit.
It's supposed to snow tomorrow a little bit.
Okay.
But then Monday, it's supposed to be like 50 degrees.
So on actual Christmas, it's going to just melt everything.
I was like, I thought we were supposed to get a cold front coming through.
Yeah, and then Tuesday and Wednesday, it's supposed to snow.
So, oh, of course.
Well, that's not a problem for me anymore.
I'm dreaming of a white day after Christmas.
Before New Year's.
Yeah, Adam, you don't have to worry about that at all next week.
No. I get to work from home again for a week.
Yeah.
Only a week, but at this point, I'll freaking take it.
A week's a week.
Exactly.
So we're talking about, like, if only you could just do your overtime at home.
One day, I think that will happen again. And, I was very lucky to be in that position of working from home for over a year anyways. So, I guess I shouldn't be ungrateful.
It's kind of nice. Katie even gets to work from home next week.
Exactly.
She signed up for the same thing, so, you'll be able to bother her on Discord from my computer because that's what she's going to use to work from home. I don't get to use my computer to work from home, but Katie will. So
throw one of those TTSs, man.
I'm going to scare the shit out of her.
Scare the shit out of her. I won't tell her how to respond in that way either. So
thank you ahead of time.
Yeah. Don't worry.
The big life change for me is this dog.
That just came out of nowhere, right?
It literally happened within 2 days of us first seeing him and then us getting him. His name's Rizzo, after the Cubs first baseman. We didn't name him that. The previous owners did, and
it's a great name.
It's a fantastic name.
Great strong name.
That's what kind of sealed the deal for me, honestly.
It's the name of a champion.
Exactly. And he's a 2-year-old white lab with, as previously mentioned, dry, itchy skin. And I'm going to kick him out of this room here in a second because I'm sure that's getting picked up. But he's pretty chill. I've only heard him bark when the mailman came to the door. So
yeah, Yeah, but even I heard the doorbell ring. So,
exactly. And also mailmen are pretty sketchy sometimes. So
they can be. Mine's pretty. Or at least this guy was very nice. He waved at me when I was getting the packages in. Didn't have a tip for him for Christmas. So oops. And yeah, we'll go from there.
Tomorrow? I don't know. Tomorrow's Sunday.
I can leave stuff after Christmas. Like, sorry for the delay. I don't know. I wasn't expecting to get any packages today, but there's have been 5 so far.
Yeah, I need
from two different places. FedEx delivered.
I feel like I need to leave our mail lady a tip also. She gave us a Christmas card.
Oh yeah, she's earned it.
Yeah, man. Oh, did I tell you guys that Katie and I came home for lunch one day just to let the dogs out and
who?
Our what?
Did you say don't worry who? Don't worry about it. Just...
like what? Did I misspeak or something? Yes, Katie and I came home for lunch one day from work, and the sweet old lady across the street came over, knocked on our door, and brought us Christmas cookies.
Oh my goodness.
Ooh. I was like, okay, hi.
Well, I mean, we're...
This is adorable.
Misty and I are planning on getting our neighbors some liquor.
Beef eater.
Yes.
I'm going to try and find a gin set, like, you know, how some liquors have, like, it comes with a shot glass or two or a pint glass or two. I'm going to try and find a beef eater, one of those. I think that's going to be pretty difficult, though.
Well, and let's be fair, they deserve, those are some good people.
They are some super good people, and I haven't seen them in a while, and I feel very bad about it because they have been very gracious and open-armed in welcoming us to this neighborhood.
But it's winter as well, you know?
Exactly. And going back into office, I'm not here ever at home, mm-hmm. so it's a little harder to see people.
Yeah.
But going back to this dog and how we acquired him. So last Thursday, Wednesday, my apologies. So 3 days ago, my cousin posted shared a story she found on Facebook from a local shelter by her. And it was from this dude's owner who unfortunately no longer had a good amount of space available for him to be a dog. So she was very aware about she had just recently moved into an apartment a couple months ago and felt bad because she used to have a yard and a place for him to run around and, you know, be a dog. And unfortunately, she was recently divorced and had to move into an apartment. And obviously, in an apartment, there aren't yards for a dog to run around in. So she decided that it would be better for him if he went to a home who had the space. So Misty messaged her, said she was interested, without telling me. And... apparently within a few hours had received a call from his owner and saying, you know, you look great, or like, let's maybe set something up. And so Misty went up to Wisconsin to visit him, and that went very well. And lo and behold, 2 days later we ended up with him, and it's great. He's a very cool dog so far. He's still getting adjusted, obviously, and that'll take probably a couple more weeks. But so far, so good. No real... He likes to just hang out, especially if I'm in my office chair, which is fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. See, I love that in a dog, you know, like just chill dogs, you know.
So he's still kind of a puppy in a lot of ways, and when he wakes up in the morning or from a nap, like he's in go mode, which is completely fine. I've haven't had a dog since I was probably 9 or 10, and that wasn't even really, you know, it wasn't like my dog. I wasn't the one that was really taking care of it. So This is my first dog as an adult. It's pretty great.
Yeah, and your first house, got a yard. It's perfect.
It's the American dream, right? So now I'm going to hopefully get less questions of, so when are you guys going to have kids? Because I'm getting really, not tired of, but I feel bad every time. I'm like, we don't fucking want kids. And then people are like, oh.
Yeah, don't make the mistake of telling people with kids that having a dog is like having kids. Because then you're in for just a whole different conversation.
No, I'm willing to have that argument. And I know it's not completely the same at all, but I'm also willing to just say it to piss people off. So
it is kind of fun to troll people, but like, but man, our shits all the time too. We have to take ours outside.
At least we don't have to clean it up as much. And I mean, eventually I'm going to have to clean it up, but yeah. So there's a little more backstory to his previous owners and.
Oh, is that? I thought that was it. Cause like you had said like, oh, and I kind of feel bad. I'll tell you guys. I thought that was it. I'm like,
well, I mean, like, you know, I feel bad. I feel bad for this woman because, you know, it's her dog. She wanted it. And then was very aware that that wasn't going to be the best place for him because she's probably like she has, you know, the divorce was finalized 2 months ago. So who knows how long it's been going on for, and they've been separated and all that stuff. And so she had just moved in there 2 months ago as well. And needs to scrape everything together in order to possibly buy a house in the future, which who knows how long that can take in this economy. Come on. But she has two children who are 11 and 4. And I found out yesterday that she hadn't told them that they were no longer going to have a dog.
Right before Christmas.
And it's right before Christmas.
Jesus.
And then on top of that, yesterday was her oldest child's birthday.
Oh my God.
This poor family.
The child just turned 11 yesterday and found out yesterday morning that, hey, Rizzo's no longer going to be here. He's going to be moved about an hour away.
Oh, shit.
And I just feel like the worst person.
I get not why you're like, I feel bad. Yeah, I know it's like, not my fault, like, but I feel so bad.
It's not my fault at all, but my God. Poor kids. And this poor lady. Like, I mean.
Yeah, imagine what she's going through. Like, she knows she's doing the right thing.
Exactly. She didn't cry when she dropped him off yesterday, thankfully, because that might have made me lose it. I'm not a big crier in most situations, but when it comes to animals, like I forget about it. So, like, and you know, she's being very aware and very smart, and realizes that she came over and like took a lay of our place yesterday, and you know, is very happy. We have a fenced-in backyard. It's a big yard. We got a lot of space in the house, upstairs and downstairs, for him to run around.
There's a big ass park behind your house.
There's a huge park, like a 2-minute walk away. So, I mean, he's in a great situation now, and we're going to love the shit out of him, obviously. Mm-hmm. But yeah, like, not like, I feel for her, obviously, but an 11 and like a 4 or 5 year old, mm-hmm. like, not only is mom and dad getting divorced, and that's been going on for who knows how long, they had to move out of their home into an apartment. I'm not sure what the dad situation is. I obviously wasn't going to press about it, where he's living, if he still has the house, if he also had to move, who knows. But they have joint custody, I know that. So they're splitting time between mom and dad, and now they don't have a dog anymore. And it's Christmas in 2 days of this recording.
Can we put some money together for these people? Like,
maybe? I don't know. We made it very clear to his previous owner, like, if you're ever in town and you get a hold of us a little bit ahead of time and we're home and we're not doing anything, like, you guys are more than welcome to come over and play with them for a little while if you're completely missing them. Like, same with the kids. Completely cool.
Yeah.
So, like, I think they're still going to be around, but at the same time, we are, like, this lady and Misty and I realize that it's probably not best for the dog right away either, mm-hmm. To, like, randomly see them.
Yeah, it's gonna be confusing. It's,
right away, anyway. Yeah,
it's probably not even the greatest thing for the kids right now.
Exactly. So,
it's I mean, tough. with a 4-year-old,
he's young enough where he'll miss the dog, but like, you know,
I don't think it's gonna really have any impact on the 4-year-old. But the 11-year-old,
yeah,
yeah, when that when that 11-year-old's 16, he's gonna be like, "Hey, you remember when you got rid of our dog on my birthday?"
Seriously, yeah. Dude,
you're gonna buy me a car or what? Like, I'm gonna hold that over your head.
I want to be able to talk to this child eventually, like when they're old enough, and like, "Hey, press mom and dad for a car because they got rid of your dog."
Yeah, yeah,
on your birthday,
just before Christmas.
Like, wow. Apparently when she dropped Rizzo off, she was like, "I told her yesterday or this morning, and she was fine for like 5 minutes and then started bawling, and then I started bawling, and it was bad for like half an hour." Yeah. Like, oh my god.
I can imagine. Like, that's like, I'm in the same retrospect as you, I think. Like in video games, for instance, I'll be killing people left and right, won't even hesitate. I kill like a horse, I'm like, what the fuck's wrong with me?
Oh.
Gosh.
Yeah. I've been playing a little more GTA lately, and I was playing through some single player stuff because they've added stuff to that too, and like, it was randomly driving around, and I ran into a deer who came out of nowhere, and it was trying to move, but it wasn't being able to like get up, so I don't know if that's intentional in the game or what. But I felt really terrible, and I had to pull out a gun and shot it in the head to kill it.
Oh my gosh.
It's a video game.
And I felt so bad.
It's like, Misty, hold me.
Baby.
Well, deer, just like light poles, they come out of nowhere, man.
Exactly. It's hard to see those kinds of things and on roads in the country and parking lots. You never know.
Then I had to pull out my gun and shoot the light pole in the head.
Yeah, it was the only humane thing to do, Preston. So yeah, that's been basically my past 24 hours, or not even yet.
Oh, you're not even going to sign up for BarkBox.
I've had three other people be like, "You got to get BarkBox." I'm like, okay, pump the brakes. I don't need another box delivery service every month.
Subscription service, yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm paying for a lot right now.
Yeah, we haven't signed up for that yet. I don't know. I've looked into it, but I.
Well, the other thing is too, like, it comes with toys, right?
Yeah.
Misty bought him, went to PetSmart with him yesterday and bought him three new toys.
Uh-huh.
Two of them are no longer around.
Yeah, I heard.
Granted, a lot of it has to do with completely new situation, completely new people. Out in public, I'm sure he's never been to our city before. A lot thrown at the dog real quick, so I'm sure a lot of it was stress induced.
Oh, sure, yeah.
And because his previous owner has never mentioned, like, yeah, he destroys toys. So, I don't know. I'm sure a lot of it is having to do with stress and adjustment. And that's probably going to happen for a while.
Yeah, he's going through his pain.
It also depends on what kind of toys you got him, because he is a...
Yeah, exactly. One of them is a rope toy. So, like, you know, he has other rope toys that he hasn't destroyed, but he just decimated that. Another one was one he picked out, so Misty had to buy it for him. And it was like a cube, and it had a little squeaky thing in the center of it. And it was like that rubbery plastic stuff, and that just got destroyed immediately, mm-hmm. too.
Yeah, Harley tries to destroy her rope toys, too. So yeah. there's just a couple different things that, I think, like, for dogs that size that you gotta get that they can't just...
He likes to play tug of war, so like, yeah, it's gonna happen eventually. But that was right away. The only thing that has survived so far is it's a Kong, but it's basically think about a Magic 8 Ball.
Mm-hmm.
It's that size and it's black and solid rubber, so that's a little harder to get through.
Dude, Kong, we still have a Kong. Harley chews on it. We put treats inside of it and stuff, peanut butter and stuff, just to, like, calm her down. But, like, yeah, you can't. Come on. They're a little more expensive, but they are worth every penny.
Oh, absolutely. Every penny.
Those things are indestructible.
I have a... also, to preface this, like, however many minutes in, like, 15, 20?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, about 20. This is going to be a bit of a shorter episode. The last one ran on for a while. It was about an hour 20 minutes, but I edited it down as best I could, but there's a lot of good stuff in there. So
mm-hmm,
it ran long last time, so we're gonna try and run a little shorter this time. And also, Dustin and I have places to be at 1 o'clock, so
yeah I have to be the first of three Christmas get-togethers this weekend.
I don't have anywhere to go, so like if they have to go, I might just continue on solo, guys.
Hey, man, that's fine.
Hey, you do interesting what, dynamic. You do you, man. I'd listen to it. You're editing this one, so that's on you.
I have a haircut to be at 1 o'clock, and then I'm gonna go grab some Christmas presents for my family. So that's, I mean, it's not my first Christmas. First Christmas is tomorrow evening on Christmas Eve, and then Monday, Christmas Day, is going to be double duty, one in the morning and one in the evening.
Yeah, see, Katie's family doesn't do to me what they do on Thanksgiving, where they just shove everything into one day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we have one today at 1, one tomorrow, I believe, at 11 a.m., and then the one on Monday. So that's... It's actually nicer when they split it up into separate days. Then I only have to go one place. Then
it's not
bad.
Go
home and relax. Yeah, it's like I got to get dressed up, get ready for one thing, then come home, put sweatpants on, and drink whiskey, and just do it again tomorrow.
We might be having people over tonight to meet the new dog and stuff like that. I'm just going to tell you now, I still have a bottle, most of a bottle of Maker's 46. Just throwing that out there. That shit is, Chris, even you might be able to drink that.
Prove it.
I mean
you'd have to prove it.
There's only one way. it really doesn't have that bite and that burn that normals, you know. I mean, Maker's Mark is by itself normally smooth, pretty smooth for a whiskey, but this 46 is choice.
Man, I want to go drink some whiskey right now before
I've already been drinking some
he did.
You've been started. I'm probably gonna have a beer or two at Tony's, so because my barber likes to have beer around and give it to you.
The parlor?
Yeah, at the parlor.
Okay, that's what I thought. You said Tony's. I was like, what?
Oh yeah, sorry.
Yeah, dude.
The parlor.
I don't even go to the parlor. One, because I have like three hairs. I'm like Homer Simpson over here. Two, I am telling people at work all about the parlor, mainly because you guys say you love it.
I love that place.
And they're getting business fantastic from me, because I'm like, yeah, go there. Like, I've probably sent like six people there.
He's not a fan of the new Star Wars movie either.
Is he not?
Fuck him.
No
spoilers. I still haven't seen it yet. I'm terrible, I know, but...
No, don't worry about it. Yeah, won't spoil anything for you.
I saw it yesterday. I liked it.
Also, to tease something for the future, our sponsor... Josh saw it yesterday and has opinions, apparently.
Sure.
And there's talk of a spoiler cast or the spoiler podcast, which is I'm condensing to spoiler cast, and maybe we'll, but because I'm probably going to see it soon, and maybe next time we record,
I would
have him on.
We should do that.
And we'll either make it a standalone episode that we just release on its own randomly, or we'll throw it on an end of an episode. We'll see.
Because Josh is a huge Star Wars fan, so...
As am I, and I know it's kind of sacrilegious to not have seen it yet, but I can't deal...
It's only been a week, man. It's up to you. It's
I know, it's only been a week, but like, I cannot... I still haven't seen Thor either.
That's
but
unacceptable, honestly.
I cannot deal with people opening week for Marvel movies or Star Wars movies. And obviously, if you're listening to this podcast, you're probably a bit of a nerd. And it's pretty obvious that we're huge nerds, but there's a certain type of nerd who goes to these movies opening week, which I will call the sweaty nerd.
The sweaty nerd, yep.
Who lacks social skills so much that they can't control their childlike excitement and have to clap and laugh so loudly during dialogue that it pisses me off, and I can't do it.
I'm not, you know, I'm not even anywhere near that. I watch a movie, I'll laugh, I'll, you know, but there are many times in The Last Jedi I just started smiling like, yes,
exactly. And that, I mean, and I'm not disparaging people who do that. If you can't contain your excitement, let it out. Well, but I have a harder time dealing with it because I want to hear the movie.
Sure. This is the second time I've gone to one opening weekend. The first one was The Force Awakens, and there was as we talked before, it was a fucking blizzard or something. So like that opening weekend, like the theater wasn't even full. It was there's more people there than I thought there would be in a blizzard, but it wasn't, you know, packed like it normally would be. And this year, Katie and I just got some tickets to an IMAX showing. So there was assigned seats. So like it was very, it wasn't bad at all. There was, I mean, there was some clapping at points, but like nothing that was like ruined the movie, I guess, for me. But,
and I mean, I'm fine with clapping. Just like don't keep it going.
Yeah, don't. Yeah, no, I don't need you whooping and hollering and shit.
I refuse to see movies opening night because of that reason. The people that, like, it's okay to share your excitement. It's okay to be, like, really
good. Absolutely.
But, like, those that, like, get up in, like, full costumes and want to go see movies, I'm like, come on now.
It's, well, and I think, and I think for us, like, it was different because it came out Thursday. We went Saturday. But we went at Saturday at, like, 4 in the afternoon. We didn't go, like, real late in the night. Like, we went at 4 when, like, other people, I think, of our same mentality was like, yeah, we're going to get these tickets and we're just going to go watch this, but we're not going Thursday night, opening night where people are dressed up and shit. But
the last opening night thing I went and saw was Avengers 2. Oh, and sure. I had to yell at an entire theater to shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
It was so bad.
I will tell you though, that like there's a trailer for the new Avengers movie before. And like hearing that in a theater is amazing. Just the music, the Avengers music starts playing, and you're like, oh my god.
Awesome.
Yes.
It was great.
And there's a new Peter Jackson movie coming out.
That
I don't even know, it looks so interesting. And it looks like Mad Max at first, right? Like they're on these like big ass like vehicles and there's like houses on it. And then all of a sudden like the people are like, oh my god, what is that? And someone's like, it's London, and it's a big ass ship that has buildings and like a garden on it, and London takes this other small vehicle town into it.
Yeah, it's weird.
It's called like Modern Machines or something.
Yeah,
interesting.
It's weird. It's an interesting trailer to something I don't know what it is, but I mean, it's Peter Jackson, so it's
that new saga as well. Mm-hmm. So
yeah. Saga, huh?
Yeah. So we're in for a treat, I guess. I hope it works out.
Yeah, I'm looking. I like me some Peter Jackson.
Yeah, I'm surprised you've ditched spoilers for Star Wars this long.
Well, I saw one that I obviously didn't look into it any further to see if it's confirmed or not.
Sure.
But I was scrolling through Reddit, and there's a subreddit that for every single post it had, it in like a flare section, sure. If you're familiar with Reddit, it had a large spoiler just there because they're it was a subreddit. I'm going to hell for this, and I mean, I guess they think they're funny. I don't really care that much. So
something similar happened to me. I was on Twitter reading into a completely different situation, the whole Dr. Disrespect situation. And somebody commented something, and then I saw that there was just one comment on that person, and it just said click to read, you know how it does sometimes. So for some reason I thought, you know, I'm gonna click this just because I'm wondering what somebody said to this comment. And as soon as I did, it was a Star Wars spoiler. So I backed out of it and I was confused. Like, it, like what you said, it was like I read it at face value and I didn't know, okay, is this could be true or this could just be, you know, somebody trolling their friend like our buddy Colin did on Facebook when The Force Awakens came out. It was just like Han Solo dies, like just trying to be a dick, and then like that actually happens in the movie.
Spoilers.
Yeah, I mean, if you haven't seen The Force Awakens,
what,
now,
2 years ago?
Yeah, this is on you at this point, but. So I went into the movie thinking, okay, I read this thing and it just had four little statements on it. And I was like, okay, well, I'll just watch the movie and I'll see what happens. You know, one of the things happens, I go, okay, well, I could see that happening. So sure. Maybe that's, you know, just whatever. And then one, like a second thing happened that was true. And as soon as that happened, like internally, I'm just at my seat just going, fuck. Okay, well, now I know these other two are coming, so it didn't ruin the movie, but like my reaction to certain things weren't as like Katie's reaction to these things were legit. Like, to me, I was like, I just want to be like,
I knew this was coming.
I knew this was coming. This is just what sucks, because I
just,
fucking thing was real, so.
Whatever.
I got fortunate. I didn't get anything spoiled for me.
Good. Yeah. It's so hard to do. It's hard to do these days.
It is. I say anything that was Star Wars related, like, because that's the thing, is that it'd be the next day, and what IGN, Kotaku, all these fucking places have spoilers.
Facebook, Twitter, like, people have just, come on. Like, they feel, I mean, granted, I get it, you feel the need to talk about it, and apparently with this one, it's polarizing, mm-hmm. for the fan base, and, but, like, come on, guys, like, I don't know, there's no right answer to be like, you should go here to talk about it, like, because mm-hmm. who am I? So I don't know. It's just like, come on, like, at least wait a little bit, but that's just me.
I wouldn't mind if you want to, if you go see it soon and we do like a different episode, spoiler cast thing. I'm okay with that. I wouldn't
get Josh on here.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll talk. I think that'd be cool. But so yeah, Star Wars is on the horizon. Maybe a spoiler cast. We'll see. But speaking of flying through space and being a little spaceman.
Yes.
So Steam had a pretty good sale.
Is it the winter sale?
I think so.
Okay.
It's the winter sale.
It should still be going on when this episode comes out.
Yeah, it ends January 4th at 12 p.m. Central.
You're going to have 2 days, everybody, after you listen to this, to get those deals and lighten your wallet.
But... there's a game on there, I think, that we all had, like, talked about, like, in our gaming chat. I know Ben brought it up. And it was, like, $7.50 or $22 if you want, like, you get the Horizon DLC, which gives you more things.
For what game?
Elite Dangerous.
There it is.
That's a good game.
Yeah, man. Sorry. I didn't know. I thought you might have said it and we were talking over you.
Oh, no. Okay. So it's Elite Dangerous, which is basically space exploration. You do missions. You know, you visit like space settlements, space stations, et cetera, et cetera. And we bought it and we played it for the first time last night. It's fucking hard. Let me tell you.
Difficult to learn and even more difficult to really learn.
Yeah. Even if you do some training missions, it's still like, what?
However, I've watched a lot of videos on it previously and just never bought it because I mean, it's not a game you have to play with people. Like friends, but it probably makes it the experience a little more rich.
The coolest part is so we have a Discord server, right? And I figure out how to like invite Dustin into a wing, is what it's called, right? Basically like a party in the game. And then you're put into comms. When you talk in comms, it sounds like you're talking through a radio.
Yep.
It's so good.
That's such like a nothing thing when you think about it, but at the same time, it makes so much
It
enriches the game completely.
It sounds like Chris is talking to me through the radio in my cockpit while I'm in my spaceship. Just
and then
like,
apparently we're talking.
We're playing David Bowie back and forth.
Apparently, I had flown into the sun just about, and my spaceship's like, "You're overheating. Get the fuck out. What are you doing?" And Dustin's like, "What is going on?" And I'm like, "What?" He's like, "Your microphone's going nuts." I'm like, you could hear this?
Yeah.
Like, it's awesome.
Yeah. So subtle things like that. Like, yeah, he starts getting in danger. Something's happening. His radio transmission talking to me gets really fucked up. Like, he's in the middle of something that's fucking him up. And, like, I can just tell by hearing him. And I'm not even near him.
Hmm.
Like, I thought that was cool.
I got it installed last night, and I played it for 20 minutes, 20, maybe 30. And my week caught up with me, and I just had to go lay down.
Actually, what's funny is that you had left last night, and I was like, "Dustin, you want to get off me, play a game of PUBG?" And he's like, "Yeah, sure." And I get off, I look at the time, I'm like, it's 11 o'clock, man. Yeah. I'm so tired.
On a Friday night.
Yeah, and collectively, he's like, "I think I'm going to get off." I'm like, "Yeah, I'm going to get off too." Like,
exactly. We got a 3-day weekend, or a 4-day in some people's cases.
I have to work on Christmas. It's not a 4-day.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, I have to work on Christmas morning. I volunteered.
My apologies.
That's not bad.
Yeah, that won't be terrible.
I'm going to be able to get some work done.
I also think I might be working on Christmas, too, for an hour or two. We'll see. But yeah, there's a lot of stuff, a lot of potential here for fun and friendship and starships.
Well, then apparently, like, with the Horizons DLC, I haven't really read too much in it, but, like, you could buy bigger ships and you can get crew.
Oh, that's cool. So I don't fully FTL.
Yeah, and I'm like, I don't, mm-hmm. I know they recently introduced aliens into it, so I'm just curious to see what the game offers. Like, right now, we're basically just doing, you can do missions, and there's different missions, like, kill somebody, or, like, mine this, or get this, or what me and Dustin have really been doing is courier missions, which is deliver news from this place to this place. Here's money. Mm-hmm. Because we really don't know. I try to do a resource mission, I don't know what I'm doing. So...
Yeah, they have things where you have to find, you know, just rocks floating out in space. You go mine them. You have to, and then fly your ship over, scoop those minerals up. Then you got to go deliver them somewhere else for money. Mm-hmm. You can take out. There was a mission on there that was like take out 12 Federation ships or Alliance ships or something. And it's like, I have a feeling if you do that, then you become a pirate. Then there's certain.
Well, you know, that's the cool part is like there's a lot of roles you can fill that are in the game already, or you can make your own. Because I read an article last night where an explorer decided he wanted to set the world record for the game of the longest and furthest distance traveled from our in-game sun. And he did it. He set the record of just going. And unfortunately, he doesn't have enough fuel for the return trip.
Yep. Oh, yeah. That's another thing.
And so he's stuck. And there's nothing around him. And he's basically floating in space. So he could start a new game and whatever. But obviously, he's worked really hard to get where he is, so he doesn't want to. And there are a group of people in this game who go by the term fuel rats. And they're only... purpose in this game is to find stranded and derelict ships, go to them and refuel them so they can get back to wherever they need to go. And so it's great, right?
Yeah.
And these people are starting a mission, I think today, to go find this guy and get him home. And it's going to take them till Christmas or the day after Christmas. So two full days of real world days and to get him home. Jesus. To find him. Like it's crazy cool how, like, this community is already. And I've only played, like, a half an hour, and I'm just reading stuff about it.
It's fascinating. It's literally, I think I said it on a previous podcast where I was like, man, this, like, I was trying to tell you exactly what I wanted No Man's Sky to be, and you're like, you should try Elite Dangerous, because that's apparently what this is. And then just playing, you know, 2-3 hours of it in the last couple days, like, yeah, this literally is... what I wanted in No Man's Sky.
Like, it's what I want space exploration to be and stuff in the flying. But then they haven't really introduced what we read today to be able to like get out on a planet and look around.
Right. But that's on the horizon. Mm-hmm. Not to play in too much of the DLC name. Anyway.
Yeah.
There's still a lot of stuff. It's still in early access? Yes?
I believe it's
thought so. But there's a lot of stuff for it, and they're going to be continuing adding more features and whatever, because the Horizon DLC isn't done yet, and because I bought the deluxe version, quote-unquote, and it comes with the Horizon DLC Season Pass.
Sure.
So, like, whatever is going to be included with that eventually, so it's cool. We'll be playing it a lot over the coming weeks, but... to keep this train moving, we're going to go into sponsor time.
Yes.
And the lovely Josh and or Julie gave us an ad copy for this week. So thanks, guys. Unfortunately, it's not engraved on a piece of wood, but or wood burned on it, but I'll deal. As most of you know, we have a sponsor. It's how we're on iTunes, Google Play, Podbean, anywhere you can listen to a podcast. It's because of these guys, Slumberyard Handcrafted. And Slumberyard Handcrafted is your source for custom wood furniture, woodworks, and sawmill services. From table to beds, cutting boards to benches, and everything in between, they are here to build your dream. Visit their website, see their portfolio, calendar of upcoming events, and schedule a free design session with them. And you can do that at slumberyardhandcrafted.com. That is, one more time, slumberyardhandcrafted.com. That's a pretty good ad read, guys.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. I loved it.
Not only can you go to their website, but they have Instagram, they have Facebook. You can, they're constantly posting things on there, projects they're working on or ideas they have or giveaways, whatever, what have you. And you can find them at Slumberyard Handcrafted on both of those sites.
Yeah, and I believe you can put, was it CGY Podcast?
Ah, yes.
Discount, and you get a 10% discount off your order just by putting in CGY Podcast.
Correct.
So, if you have a need for some awesome wood furniture, woodworks, or sawmill services, head on over there and take a look and get a design session scheduled up, because it's free. So why not, right? Mm-hmm. And yeah, use CGY Podcast for that 10% discount. Slumberyard Handcrafted.com. Oh, all right. What else we got today?
So Disney.
Yes.
Disney. I was gonna say, so with I was talking about the Avengers trailer, and after we all know that after Infinity War, there's gonna be probably a shift.
Yes.
Right.
Mm-hmm. There will be.
So, I think this is the perfect time for the shift, right?
Considering starting at Infinity War.
After Infinity War, considering that Disney just bought Fox.
They did.
This leads to like X-Men and Deadpool, and I don't think Fantastic Four or Fox, are they?
They are.
They are. They are. Cool. Yeah. There you go. Fix that shit up, because that's a terrible movie.
Were they a part of that deal? I don't know.
I'm not sure.
They are. It's. I think Chris Evans tweeted out a joke that we should a Captain America.
Johnny Storm.
Johnny Storm, funny buddy cop spinoff movie.
Where he plays both parts.
Yeah, I think so. I was like, I'd watch it.
That'd be interesting.
But a cop spinoff, I'm thinking Planes, Trains, and Automobiles meets Parent Trap, is what he said.
I'd watch that for sure. One thing is
that I hope that I didn't mind, like, Apocalypse was kind of iffy, but I like the cast of the newer X-Men movies. You know,
it's a solid bunch of kids and
Michael Fassbender. And they're coming out with the Dark Phoenix movie.
Mm-hmm.
And Deadpool, the first one was great. Second one looks to be, like, already probably a good time.
Probably all right.
And to throw him into that mix, you know, I'm so interested to see how it's going to go.
There's a lot of good, potentially, that could come from this. Because, like it or not, Disney's pretty much nailing everything they've been doing with the Marvels and the Star Warses. So,
yeah, because I think the whole thing is that Disney's not really, as far as like the production of these movies and franchises go, I don't feel like they're putting their thumbprint on it really anywhere. You know,
not a whole lot. Not like Warner Brothers and DC's doing as much. I'm sure there are some yes and no's or yays and nays that get thrown in there, and stuff has to change, but on large part, they're pretty cool, at least seemingly, with letting their directors do their thing. The only concern, well, not only, I'm sure there's a few, but a big concern is, are they monopolizing the entertainment industry?
Yeah. And, so I do, I like it. I like all the things coming together. Like, Marvel is, you know, seemingly getting all of their, you know, stuff back when it comes to the movies. So they sold a bunch of that, what, in the 90s?
80s and 90s.
Yeah. And now they're all coming back together, but, you know, Disney's collectively taking a lot of entertainment, you know, franchises and ownership of, you know, properties. And, I mean, that's the definition of monopoly, right?
It's literally the definition. Yeah. Pretty much.
And, you know, but I think, I will sit there, we'll sit there and complain about, like, Comcast and AT&T and them, like, they're becoming monopolies in some retrospect. We'll complain about them because they do bad things. No monopolies are good, truthfully.
No, not really.
Even if it's Disney and they're doing a good job with it's things. It's
kind of what our government was founded on. It was no business should be that large where they're the only one. So, you know, a competitive environment is a great thing for business and for companies. Unfortunately, DC and Warner Brothers are kind of on the side of it right now.
Yeah.
Maybe one day they'll be better, but it is a little concerning that Disney's just scooping up everything. But at the same time, well, I mean, we'll probably get some entertainment. And also, Misty has a bunch of Disney stock, so, you know, from a completely selfish standpoint, bring it on. But
we'll be living on your yacht.
Yes, in the Caribbean or Caribbean, depending how you pronounce it.
Yeah, I don't know. It's, I think there's good and bad to both Disney buying Fox. I mean, just the fact that we will hopefully see some, you know, some of these Fox enterprises, you know, we actually might see them produced in a good way other than, you know, something like a Deadpool.
But there are a lot of characters that are now a part of Marvel's cinematic universe that I loved when I was a kid, so it'll be, hopefully it'd be good to see like a good take on them. But I mean
it would just be nice to see a good Fantastic Four movie.
And I mean, the thing is, like, it, yeah, it's like, oh, Disney has it now, sweet, like Marvel has it back, awesome, it's gonna be a great movie. That's not necessarily the case. It could still be a shit movie. Maybe there's franchise is cursed. But it would be nice to see a well done one, because I do like the Fantastic Four a lot.
It's just going to be concerning because I know Disney owns a big chunk. Once they buy Fox, they're going to own a big chunk of Hulu. So I don't know what that's going to do to prices for Hulu.
Especially with stream shows. Disney coming out with their own streaming service.
Exactly.
They might lose a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, I don't know. It's going to be interesting, and I just hope they don't. I just wish they would stop with the, we're going to censor certain newspaper.
Which they did go back on after a day or two, because the internet collective was just like, no, that's not okay.
Yeah, so it's anytime a big company like that gets even bigger and they've had a, you know, at least a small history of doing things like that, it gets a little concerning. So, mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not just going to completely SJW it and be like,
no,
down with Monopoly completely, but like,
there's a lot of it,
something to be concerned about.
A lot of it will also be very, that I will be watching closely, is, I mean, there's the people in charge of the entertainment division of Disney right now who will probably be there for the foreseeable future, but eventually something could change and it'll be interesting to see who gets put in those positions.
Sure.
Because that could dictate a lot.
So it's like one of those things where it's like, I'm kind of excited, but it's like a guarded excitement.
Right. Cautious optimism.
So it's like, I'll wait. I'm going to see what happens. But, you know, I'm excited if things go well. But
and if things don't,
I can kind of see why. Yeah.
Bobby Hill is now a Disney prince. Think about that.
Homer Simpson is a Disney prince.
He's a king, I think. Does that mean Marge and Homer are gonna die because Disney kills every single parent?
Oh shit.
Sorry, go ahead.
Did you see Ryan Reynolds tweet? Time to uncork that explosive sexual tension between Deadpool and Mickey Mouse.
We've all been waiting. Like, honestly, for if they're allowed to keep Deadpool the way the first movie was, like, I don't know if they'd let Mickey Mouse be a part of that, but at the same time, it's there. So maybe they can find a way to skirt around the legality of it and put him in there and everyone knows. But I don't
apparently,
know.
Apparently in this merger, Disney now owns the rights to Planet of the Apes and Avatar.
Oh, God.
It's interesting.
Is interesting.
Avatar's got like four movies in like...
James Cameron has a 30-year plan for that franchise. Yeah. It's ridiculous.
Set for release through 2025.
And I won't be probably going to go see those theaters, so I don't give a shit.
How long has it been since the first one came out? Like, come on.
Six, seven years, I think.
Yeah. Like, if you were to make a next one, come on.
Yeah. I didn't even really care for the first one. I'm a big, more of a fan of Fern Gully. Because it's the same movie.
Neon.
There was also some big gaming news this week. Not a whole lot, but enough where we kind of want to at least mention it and maybe run through a couple things. Probably our favorite is PUBG is now out of early access and is in a full 1.0 standalone.
Mm-hmm.
So good job to PlayerUnknown and PUBG Corp for sticking to their convictions and following through on their plans for the game. So that's very good to see.
fun game. I mean, it's a fun game. You know, I like the new map. I just hope, you know, now that you're in full game now, expect full criticisms. You know, you need to keep it up. You know, you used to be able to hide behind the early access, you know, facade. You know, like, oh, early access, guys, it's coming. But now you are out.
You're going to have to clamp down on a lot of things and keep that train moving. Mm-hmm. But like I said, it's just nice to see someone who's like, I mean, how many early access games out there don't ever go to 1.0?
Exactly, yeah.
DayZ Standalone came out 5 years ago and is still in early access and is maybe finally getting the beta. Yeah,
I think it's probably, I read somewhere that that's going to be dead.
It's hard not to think that.
That's because people still play more of the actual, the mod version opposed to the actual standalone.
Usually better.
Yeah, it is, because people keep up with it more.
People are dedicated. Dean Hall, the guy who made the Arma mod into DayZ, just came out with his next game about 3 weeks ago, It's called Stationeers. It's a space exploration, science-y type game. It looks interesting. It's just kind of cool to see him continuing work. So, I like his previous stuff, obviously.
Going on about somewhat following from last week and talks about loot boxes is Apple, who I'm not the biggest fan of Apple, you know, in some things, but I like what they're doing when it comes to this, and that is, if a mobile game has loot boxes in it, the company must disclose the percentage of chance of winning items.
Like, what percentage you have of getting any given item in a loot box, right? That's a good step.
The big games, think about this, like Clash Royale.
And all your other millions of Royale games.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hearthstone.
Yeah.
You know, you have, like, people really want that one card or that one, you know, whatever.
And they'll grind loot boxes for it and spend who knows how much money.
So, I mean, I think that's a step in the right direction.
It's definitely an indication that Google and Android need to step up.
Uh-huh.
Because Apple was the least, Apple would be, what's the word here I want? I wouldn't expect Apple to do this first. I'll put it that way. No.
Meanwhile, at the same time that Apple's doing this, they're also getting sued because it's found out that they intentionally...
with older slowing versions
of phones. Yeah.
Used to be a great processor and high speed of like opening apps or getting into certain things on your phone is decreased significantly if you have an older version of any Apple phone. Yeah. That's not current.
You update to the new software, they fucking nerf your phone.
So that'll be interesting to see what happens there.
Yeah, which makes you think like, oh shit, my phone's going slow. How long have I had this? Okay. I should probably buy a new phone.
It just must be old, like whatever. Nope, they're doing it on purpose.
Yep.
Ooh. Yep.
All these other companies never look out. That's the company that's leading the way for loot boxes to get rid of that shit. They're the ones doing this. Come on, guys.
Picture the blind justice statue, you know? And just like the weights are constantly shifting up and down.
Yep.
That's Apple.
But in this small way, with the loot box thing, that's nice to see. So hopefully Android gets on board very soon too. And maybe that'll move to other things as well. It was something we talked about last week. Dr. Disrespect won Gamer of the Year at the Game Awards, which was awesome. Like, we are all huge fans of him. And then maybe four or five days later, after we talked about that, he started a stream on Twitch out of character and disclosed to his fans, which, excuse me, I honestly didn't think he had to do, but he's being very transparent for one reason or another, who knows why, that he cheated on his wife in some aspect.
Yeah. He was unfaithful, as he puts it.
Who knows what that actually means? It could be something nefarious, or it could be something more innocent, quote unquote, but you know, he did something that was not faithful to the marriage he had. So
yeah. I mean, he's losing his, some of his sponsors are gone now. I mean,
it, which I guess if you're a family brand, yeah, I get it. But like, it has literally nothing to do with the character of Dr. Disrespect. He really didn't have to disclose that to his fans or anybody, but I think he's just kind of trying to stay ahead of the curve for some of his other sponsors. And
also think about this way, like, it's better to come out of that than somebody leaking that story.
Exactly.
Like, that's, weeks later, you know. Yeah.
So he's trying to stay ahead of the curve, and maybe it's a little bit of he just wanted to be transparent to his fans, and maybe also his wife, or maybe soon to be ex-wife, is making him do that as part of penance. He's taking some time away from Twitch, rightfully so. He needs to figure his shit out. And
me and Dustin said it, like when we were watching it, when you had told us about the video, we had watched it, and we were both like, he just got too big too fast. You know?
And the crazy thing is, he's been around for damn near a decade. I've known about him. And as you guys are saying, the past year and a half, 2 years, he has just skyrocketed through H1Z1. And PUBG, so.
And I think especially with PUBG, you know, I think that's definitely once PUBG,
yep.
You know, really came in there because so. He's fun to watch and
he's a very entertaining guy.
Yeah,
I mean, he clearly fucked up. Like nobody's saying what he did was right in any way, shape, or form. Even though we don't know exactly what happened,
mm-hmm.
you know, based off of what he said in his stream, like everybody's gonna go, yeah, you fucked up, man. Like you made a mistake. You need to figure this shit out. So.
It's unfortunate, but as a married man, I don't like that at all, because I personally can't ever see that happening or want it to happen. But like as a person, like, you know, these things happen all the time, unfortunately, and I hope he can get his life going back in the right direction so he can come back and entertain people. That's his job.
And I mean, it's funny. Bill Burr had kind of like a joke about this. You know, you see people where, you know, some of these people, and you know, become popular, like Chris was saying, too fast. And then there is, I'm not saying what he did was excusable by any means, but I don't know if there's anything that prepares you for the level of Dr. Disrespect, the guy Beam, is that his name?
I believe so, yeah. It's Guy. I know it's Guy.
Guy Beam, something like whatever. Like, he's a good-looking guy when he's not in his outfit, right?
He's a handsome motherfucker.
And there, like, he goes to all these conventions. Like, there has got to be just an army of women that just throw themselves at him. And like, is there, where, if you get that popular that quickly, how, like, what, is there anybody that can, like, help you in a way of just, like, hey, man, jerk off before you go to a convention? Like, what are you doing? Like,
I would have to imagine it's got, especially in his position with his level of success, it's hard to avoid all that. But at the same time, you got to realize you can't put yourself in a situation that right. can lead to this. So,
constantly tell yourself, like, I have a wife, I have a kid, I love my family. Like, this is not important. Yeah,
he failed himself and he failed his family. And I hope he can just, he gets his mind right. And I think he will. He's a very down-to-earth guy. He just made a really, really bad mistake that he won't be able to let live down for a while, maybe ever. And rightfully so.
It's crazy. His wife's beautiful. Like, yeah. I don't understand it. It's weird. It's like the whole Tiger Woods thing. Like,
yeah, why?
Tiger Woods was married to a model. It was like a Swedish model. Like, why are you cheating on her with like 200 women? I don't understand.
You idiot. Yeah.
Is there something is there something in the water? I don't understand. Like, when you get this popular and you're just that, yeah. Like, do you just get like an ego? I don't understand how that works. I don't know where the, like, does a switch just flip or something? Like,
maybe. I don't know. Like I said, take his time away. Come back stronger.
Yeah, I mean, I hope you get your family shit figured out.
So, and then also one real quick thing. If you haven't seen it on YouTube, there is a video of LA Noire that someone converted into VR, and it is my favorite thing this past couple weeks.
Not now, Phelps.
And all I'm going to tell you about it, because we got to wrap up here, is do yourself a favor and go watch it. And I know I've said VR sink the ship. I still believe that, but this is this is still too funny to not enjoy.
This is so good. LA Noir, not now, Phelps. It is a good time.
So yeah, and that brings us to Tweet Corner.
Tweet Corner.
And I think we got a couple. I know of one.
I know we got one from Josh.
Joshy.
This is a really serious one, too.
So we're going to start with that one. And it is at CGY Podcast, or sorry, from Clovercrest. At CGY Podcast, in the recent decision regarding net neutrality, the beginning of a single-player campaign renaissance in the gaming world. Hashtag Tweet Corner. So basically, is the net neutrality, if you're unaware somehow, was repealed, and it's not completely dead yet. There's still a lot of legality and legal process to go through. But it's on its way to being done, which isn't necessarily that good. Because like you're going to have to pay more. Essentially, what could happen is you'll have to pay a lot more for internet, and your internet companies could do whatever they want with packages. So you could be charged more for gaming online with your friends, which would be awful. It might not happen, but there's not enough to say that it won't. So I mean, there's going to be more single player stuff now. I hope so. I hope so. I did a bunch of research, looked at Forbes, and like he made me do journalism. So thank you, I guess. made it this far without doing it. It doesn't appear. If you look at like EA, Take-Two, the big companies, they're all, as we've stated, pushing loot boxes and multiplayer. And that's probably not going to change, even with net neutrality.
These companies could be in cahoots with the Comcast, and Charters, and Time Warner Cables out there, you know?
Exactly.
I could see a bigger push into single-player campaign story modes. You know, we already see it with Death Stranding. Like, there's all these games that are already kind of in production that are coming out that I could see just pushing that way anyway, depending on the popularity of those, with a possible multiplayer aspect to them. You know, like The Last of Us, Metal Gear Solid 5. Like, those are mainly just main campaign stories, and then they kind of have a multiplayer aspect to them. So, I mean, it's unfortunate. It kind of sucks now that, like, we're getting to a point where there are some really good multiplayer games out there.
Mm-hmm.
And then this shit happens, because I remember for the longest time as a kid, it was always just a single player campaign unless you could go LAN party with somebody doing Halo. So it was like everybody wanted a multiplayer game, and then it's like now I feel all these companies are trying to take advantage of that. So like I feel gamers, I feel, are smart enough, like ourselves, that the ones that have been doing it for a long time that are just gonna go, nah, fuck you, you're not gonna get my money, and then we'll start putting our money into something else, and then that'll force everybody to transition into single player campaign, and then once they try to monetize that too much, then we'll just shift it to another area.
Yeah. I don't think there's enough companies right now that will make the single player stuff, but they're there. You just got to be patient and wait for it. Mm-hmm. And then there a lot of indie games are single player, and there's a lot of good stuff there too. Yeah. So you might just have to know where to look for it.
We might just see a resurgence of like indie games.
Maybe.
With all this, you know,
like, I'm cool with that. There's a lot of good stuff out there.
Yeah, with all these loot boxes and net neutrality and everybody pushing to just pinch as much money out of you as possible, we could see people just full on going indie games.
Well, Bethesda has also been recently on some of their social media posts been really pushing the hashtag #SavePlayerOne.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I'm full aboard on that, you know.
1,000%.
I've said it before. I like multiplayer games. Don't get me wrong. I like playing PUBG with you guys and Civ 5, Elite Dangerous, etc., etc. However, I love my single player games. I do.
It's an experience I can never take for granted.
Yeah, no. I like playing Fallout 4, and I like playing Metal Gear Solid 5, The Last of Us, Wolfenstein,
Red Dead.
You know, I got back into Knights of the Old Republic, playing those mm-hmm. again, and I would never want to replace those moments, because while I do enjoy playing games with you guys, sometimes I want to be like, no, I just want to get lost in a world.
This is for me. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's me time. So I think that covers that one. We got anything else?
I think the other one was just getting together with Josh and just talking about Star Wars, which I think we've already stated. I think we're
going to look into
Adam's going to watch the movie first. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And then we'll look into it and we'll just see what happens.
We'll see what we can work out here.
It'll be fun. And at Brad's stuff. Our friend Brad got mad at us for not mentioning Torchy Tacos queso. There's not a Torchy's up here.
Okay, to be fair, Dustin and I have had Torchy's when we visited them in Austin.
Yeah, yeah.
It's good queso, but I've only had it once.
Yeah. And it was a couple years ago. So at this point, like, either we need to just take another trip to Austin and get more Torchy's tacos.
Yes.
Which I'm fine with.
Yes.
Or we take another trip to Austin and have more Torchy's tacos. Which
I think that's really the only option.
And just keep in mind, if we're going to Austin, it's just for Torchy's tacos. That's it. We're turning right back around.
Nope. Yeah. Right away.
Yeah. We're staying in a hotel. We're not even going to talk to the guys in Austin. We're just going to go to Torchy's and come back.
So we can give you that coveted queso coverage.
Yeah. There might even be a Torchy's closer than Austin, but we're going to go to Austin just to do it and then come
back. That would be the best thing in the world if we just went there to go to Torchy's, took all these pictures.
Told them about it.
And never told them about it until after we got back
home. We were leaving.
Posted it on Instagram.
Yeah, it just posted it everywhere. And they're like, what the fuck?
So stay tuned for that hot, hot take on Torchy's queso. That review will be coming. And I think that's gonna do it for us this week. We are cutting it close to when I need to be at my haircut, so I'm gonna be bolting here. But as always, we cannot forget, we end every episode with a shower thought from Reddit, and this week's comes to you by user 404 score. If EA suffers big enough losses from the backlash of Battlefront 2, and it all started because some guy couldn't unlock Vader, this will be the second time Anakin brought balance to something.
Man.
I hope you all have enjoyed episode 15 as much as we have, and I've been your host, Adam.
I've been Dustin.
And I've been Chris.
And we'll see you next time on Come Get Your Podcast.
I love you, bye!